Micah, M-I-C-A-H, Estep, E-S-T-E-P, 11-7-73, 51-year-old gentleman who comes into bed with chills, body ache, fatigue, congestion, cough, not able to breathe well, and low-grade fever, period. In the paragraph, he also suffers from PBD, low testosterone, obesity, leg pain, arm pain. He's covered in psoriatic lesions, fever, URI, COVID exposure, palpitations, recurrent sinus infection, and fatty liver, period. In the paragraph, he says he knows that he has sleep apnea, was diagnosed 7 years ago, but hasn't done much about it. In the paragraph, he also knows he has psoriatic arthritis and was given the choice of biologics, but since he's a plumber, he's afraid to do that because he can get opportunistic infection, period. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. Allergy, none. Family history, no. Diabetes, no. High blood pressure, surgery, left eye, social. He vapes, he's married, he's a plumber, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink alcohol, he was a former smoker. Review of system, as above, 232 pounds compared to previous findings. He's gained about 30 pounds in the past 10 years or so, period. New paragraph, 97%, 100.7, 2109, 132 over 57. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs, fewer on KTMs, a red push to connections, red and inflamed, logical non-focal skin, shows no rash. Lower extremities shows pupil edema, skin covered in psoriatic lesions. Assessment, number one, bronchitis. Number two, COVID, strep, and flu are negative. Number three, sinusitis. Number four, treat with Rocephin a gram now. Next one is dexamethasone, 8 milligram now. Next one is lots of liquid. Next number, we give him a Z-pack, a Medrol dose pack, and Bromfed DM at home. Next number, psoriasis. He doesn't want to see a dermatologist. We talked about different medications that are out there that he can take that won't affect his immune system, i.e. phototherapy and TAR, but he doesn't seem to really want to do that. Next number is same thing with his sleep apnea. He knows that he probably has low testosterone, sleep apnea, and doesn't want to do much about that. His heart shows RVH related to sleep apnea. He has leg swelling, especially at nighttime after work, related to his sleep apnea. He needs blood work to check his testosterone, his TSH, rule out diabetes. He wants to wait. Palpitations off and on, especially now, fatty liver. Next one is COVID exposure. Next one is leg pain. Next one is history of PVD. Next one is history of carotid stenosis in the past. Next one is, we check this again today, he's, except for the findings of fatty liver, carotid stenosis, PVD, and obesity, and sleep apnea, and RVH. There seem to be no other changes in his past issues. I told him the sooner he gets this taken care of, the better off he's going to be, because he's going to run into problems that are irreversible in the future. He promises to come back, get blood work, and then maybe get on a GLP-1 to lose the weight, because he definitely is against using any CPAP, has used it in the past and totally hated it. The paragraph, nevertheless, I told him it's better to use a CPAP than die of sudden death, and he realizes that. Nevertheless, at this time, he doesn't want to do anything about that. Thank you.